Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We went to Kelly's birthday party, and Beyonce and Jay-Z were there, and Yoni is a good dancer, and he was dancing. He danced with Beyonce, and no. Beyonce like looked at him and gave him the nod of approval. And we, so that's something that like forever,
that's
he's
forever.
Like, Beyonce gave me the nod of approval when I'm dancing.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, here to bring you the latest in all pop culture news, celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat. If you're enjoying the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, which I really hope you are, and I'm assuming that's why you're here, then please go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. That is the most helpful and supportive and loving thing you can do for the podcast. So like I said, go to Apple Podcasts, rate it 5 stars, write a little titty bitty, and let me know that you did, and I will give you a big virtual hug. I'm back. I hope you guys survived 2 weeks without a new episode. I missed you. I hope you miss me. If not, I'm going to cry. And welcome back. Today, I have on Justine Merjean. She's a celebrity hairstylist. I love her. We're Instagram friends, I would call it. Just like I'm Instagram friends with all of you guys. And she is just really inspiring the way she started in this world, how she knew she wanted to do this since she was like 16 years old and where she got to. She hairstyles for the Kardashians, for Ashley Grant, for Kristen Cavallari, for Dorit, for so many. So we had a really great conversation and I hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, I'm here with, I think I can call this lady my Insta friend. I'm just going to say it, right? We're Insta friends.
Yeah.
Celebrity hairstylist Justine Merjean.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, no, you were one of my, like, when I started the podcast, I think one of the first people I was like, I want you on. And we've been kind of trying to make it happen ever since. And it's finally, the day has come.
Yes, I know. And congrats on launching a podcast. That's so exciting. And
Thank you.
I've been listening and I think you do.
You have? I don't believe
you.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Of course. I'm not going to go onto a podcast and not know what I'm in for.
Oh, that's, I mean, I do the same thing. I do the same thing. And that is important. No, I thought you like listened like before.
Oh no,
on.
I've been listening. Hello. You hype it up where like you want to listen.
Yeah, no, I do hype it up and it is really fun. But as you know, like this world is crazy and like there's so much to keep up with. And I just actually really like talking to people.
Totally.
So that's like one of the greatest things about this podcast, aside from, you know, dissecting everything there is about celebrities and reality TV, which you like work in that world.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, part of the reason you're so interesting to me. So I do want to hear like how you started. Did you always know you wanted to be, let's start from just like a hairstylist?
No, I definitely have always been interested in beauty and art and fashion. So that's definitely where my interests always laid. But I never knew that like doing hair was a career that people had, especially not being just a traditional, like in the salon hairstylist. Mm-hmm. So I, there were so many things I thought about doing, like set design and costume design, food styling. And then I fell into doing hair because I worked as a receptionist at a hair salon when I was a teenager and I really liked it. And then I decided to go to school for it and just kept like advancing for years, taking classes, like doing everything I could do. And then I was like, okay, there's only so far I can get in my small town working in a salon.
Where are you from?
I'm from Santa Barbara. Well, I'm from a small town outside of Santa Barbara. Like, it's just a small beach community called Carpinteria.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's cute. I know you just came to California for the first time recently.
I did.
Next time, if you have time, you should drive up the coast and hit up Santa Barbara. It's really pretty.
I think that was my kind of mistake, I think, with LA, because it's A, so weird, I've never been. But I that I was just in LA and it felt like, okay, I could live here, but
no
I
way.
Feel like being a tourist here is kind of weird.
In LA, for sure.
Yeah.
Being a tourist in LA is weird.
It's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I just like ate at a bunch of places.
It's
like,
very weird.
And like, I had like a couple of meetings, but aside from that, I was like, so.
Right.
Hmm.
I know. Even I feel like that here.
Really?
Like, what am I going to do?
But it's just like, it's definitely cool to live. I even, you know, looked around and I was like, I wish that I had done like a few years here at some point in my life. But
well,
not that I
can't. Do you think you
can move? Look at Justine switching around the little interview over here. I think, I'll tell you the truth, my family's in Israel, like a lot of my family and my husband's. So, and I know your husband is Israeli too.
Yeah.
And it's so far, you know, that's
from
one of the
LA,
main
it's
things.
It's really far.
It's like another 5 hours or something.
How often do you go and visit?
Well, I know this sounds crazy now, but like once a year, twice a year. And I'm speaking
my God.
To you and you like travel with celebrities like to Sri Lanka to like do their hair for an event, right?
Totally.
Like that's not a big deal to you.
Totally.
For me, it's like the one time a year I go to Israel to visit family, it needs to be not more than 12 hours. Okay, but let's go back to, so you grew up in a small town in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Like fell upon a receptionist job at a hair salon, loved it. You were artsy, like you could draw, like you just had that in
Not
you.
Draw, kind of. But like I always loved like fat, like I'd wear crazy outfits and like I'd spend hours doing weird things to my hair and makeup and all my friends, like in high school, my friends and I would like cut and color each other's hair all crazy. We were those like weird kids at the school. So then I loved the salon. So I stayed in that salon that I worked as a receptionist at for 8 years.
Oh,
and
gee.
Like worked my way up the totem pole. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to be in a salon the rest of my life. So I moved to LA and started.
How far is that town? The town
it's
you
only
grew
an
up?
Hour and a half from LA. So it's not far, but, so I moved, I actually moved to LA and I kept some of my clients in Santa Barbara and I drive back and forth like once a week and just like pound out clients for like 12 hours just to make money because I was assisting in LA and you don't get paid barely anything. So
you were assisting like a famous hairstylist?
Yeah. So I assisted Jen Atkin for 2 years.
So that's how you start. That was your first gig to assist Jen Atkin?
Yeah, I mean, I assisted a few people here and there. I also assisted Chris. My first gig when I moved to LA was with Kristen S., who she now has her line of hair care in Target.
Oh, I remember. She used to work with Lauren Conrad, right?
Yes, exactly.
No, I know weird things. Like, I don't know how I know this. But that's pretty amazing. You come from this small town. I mean, it's an hour outside of LA, but your first gigs are with like big named.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, I knew what I wanted
that?
To do. Yeah. So I was very motivated and driven. And I was like hitting them up. They both were posting on Instagram at the time that they were looking for assistance. So I was replying to Instagram like ads.
So what year was this? Was Instagram already like huge?
It was huge, but it wasn't as huge. It wasn't like it is now. Like I think I had just gotten it like probably a couple years before that.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was probably like, let's see. 7 years ago.
Oh, wow. So yeah, definitely wasn't what it is today.
Yeah, totally. Like,
it's knew they were doing things that you wanted to be doing.
I found Kristen S. from Lauren Conrad. She was Lauren Conrad's hairstylist. And then I followed Jen because she was the Kardashians' hairstylist.
Oh, she was already back then the Kardashians' hairstylist.
It was a fresh thing, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
It feels so long ago for me. I feel like I grew up with these people that I don't know. And I'm like, 7 years ago, Jen started with the Kardashians.
I know.
It seems like so weird. Really?
Even when I think about it, I'm like, wow. Like, I remember before I knew them personally, Jen had 200,000 followers. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's so cool. And now it's like 2 million, 3 million, something crazy like that, you know?
And you're crazy at also 300 something K.
Thank you. I mean,
amazing.
We're hustlers out here.
No, yeah. And I remember, I think when I started following you, your numbers were smaller. Not totally. That's the thing that matters the most, but you definitely had a nice year. I feel like this past year has looked like it's been
totally. It's been exciting.
Pretty fruitful for you.
Yeah. There's been a lot of really fun things. It's been really fun.
That's amazing. Okay. So then you started working for
So actually I worked for Kristen first, and then Kristen's was a part-time thing. So then I started working for Jen part-time, and then Jen was like, look, I'm starting a product line and I'm starting Mainatics. I really need someone full time. So let me know what you want to do, but I need to know by the end of the day. And for me, it was a really hard decision to make because I really liked both of them. And whoever thinks that they'll have the opportunity to have both their dream jobs in front of them and then they get to choose what they want to do, you know? Mm. So it was a really tough decision for me to make. Ultimately I decided to work for Jen, and she was starting Mainatics, which is her digital publication related to all things hair. And she was starting her product line Way. So she wanted me because I had a blog at the time and I was doing hair. And so she needed someone that could write for her blog, edit content, do interviews, and then assist her for hair jobs and do personal assisting.
Oh my God. That sounds like a lot of stuff.
It was really crazy. And so.
But you had a good chemistry with her, a good connection with her from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't close, but I was a really hard worker and willing to go the extra mile. So I was working 12 to 14 hour days for for 7 days a week. And then anytime I'd get a half day off or any time off, I'd drive to Santa Barbara and do a bunch of clients to make money to live and then drive back to LA. It was just a wild, really hard, working time in my life. But I ended up being the editorial director of her website and was focusing so much on that, which was actually really amazing because that gave me the opportunity to go backstage at all the New York Fashion Week shows, interview all the iconic hairstylists, kind of watch from afar. Yeah, it was a really amazing opportunity. And then
sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah, it was a cool way to see the other side of the industry without working doing hair. I got to get on the phone with all these people I admired and interview them. So that I think was really, I think that kind of helped shape where I am now, because now I do all that stuff for myself, for my Instagram. And then I work with beauty editors so much. And I feel like I have such a great relationship with them because I've been in their shoes on that side of the industry too. Mm. So I
don't do that job anymore? You're not at Mainatics anymore?
No. So then I got a partnership to be the brand ambassador for Tresemme. And so then that's when I transitioned out of working for Mainatics because I am now their spokesperson. So I couldn't write for Mainatics. I'm biased.
Does a brand ambassador mean that you mostly use their products too with your clients?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I use other products, but they're the only drugstore brand products that I use.
Okay. So if you use them, then they're probably good.
Oh, they're amazing. They're the best drugstore products you can find. We use them backstage. So now I lead shows backstage with Tresemme And I use like solely their products to do the hair for the shows.
And that's just an offer that kind of came your way?
Actually, it came as a recommendation from Jen, which was amazing.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
So how long did you work for her?
So I worked for her, I think it was 3 years.
And then when you decided to go on your own way, like for assisting her, was it like, I want to be like my own boss? I want to have my own clients?
I mean, it happened organically. She was getting really busy with her product line launching and started doing more press and traveling and like being a business person herself. So she had less time to do all of her clients. So she was referring them to me because at that point they knew me and trusted me. I'd seen her work for years and like could take it on. And so that ended up happening really organically. And then it just kind of spread like word of mouth. And then she was like, okay, you're like busy on your own. You don't need to be running around and getting my dry cleaning, you know? So it was a really organic and supportive way of transitioning out from being an assistant.
That's great, because that also means that she supported you to like succeed on your own, which is important. And you don't always see that like in the world, even at more like standard jobs, you know, it's not always that your boss wants you to like, you know, spread your wings and fly.
Oh my gosh, I know. It was honestly mind blowing to me because the salon that I worked at for 8 years, like the woman I worked for was so not supportive. And so I just didn't even know that you could work for someone and have them be supportive of you and not get jealous if you did one of their clients or not be threatened if you are doing well, you know?
Right. So that's amazing. So what year did you start doing your own thing?
So it was probably 4 years ago.
So you also had like the connections from Jen and also like contacts that you have made, but did you know going into when you moved to LA that like your goal was celebrities specifically?
Yeah. I mean, I knew I wanted I think Instagram like really helped see this other side of the industry where we didn't realize before Instagram that someone was getting their hair done to be on a reality show or that someone was getting their hair done to go do all these random things. And so
But is it all reality shows or is it just like the Kardashians?
No, Kardashians and Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills.
But I don't. And
probably
no,
not Vanderpump Rules.
No, Vanderpump
probably.
Rules does. Like, I know this guy.
Oh, well, now, maybe things have changed, too. Because, like, if you look at season one, prob's not.
Right.
But if you look at now, like, probably for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Like, now this guy, Bradley Leak, who was one of my assistants on my New York Fashion Week team, is doing the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules, their hair.
That's crazy. You know, for my Instagram, like I love reality TV so much that when I watch it, I just try to like pretend it's real.
Right.
Like that it's like, you know, like I don't want to think about the fact that they were like, let's film today.
Totally.
So get your hair done at 11.
Who wants to know that stuff? Yeah.
I know, I don't. But it also sounds really fun to be in that world. So were you drawn to it because like, you loved like the star quality of it all or because there's more money in it or like a combination of those things?
I think both, and it's more styling focused where when you're in a salon, it's like cutting and coloring.
True.
Just like a different, when you're in the salon, you don't really get to style that much unless you're doing someone's hair for a wedding and that's not.
True.
Like,
I never thought about
that
it. That, then it's just like haircuts.
Right. Yeah. So,
but you're mostly styling.
Mm-hmm. And so that was something new. I had already done cutting and color for 8 years. Like I was ready to do something new.
I see. That makes sense. Yeah. You never even thought about it like that. That's true. Like you mostly probably style, even though I'm probably sure you like cut hair a lot of the time.
Right.
But it's
mostly I'm styling. Yeah. And then
that's so fun.
I know. And then you know, I grew up seeing all the beauty roundups from red carpets and then seeing like, I'll just never forget seeing a photo of Jen with Chloe where she put her hair in a ponytail with a bow on it. And I was like, I cannot believe she gets paid to go there and put her hair in a ponytail. And then little did I know that 3 years later, I would be getting paid to do the same thing, but I will say the ponytail is much more than anyone thinks that it is.
Like it takes more time and effort than than it looks like. That's crazy. That's, first of all, it actually like gave me goosebumps because I think it's so exciting and amazing when dreams come true, and it shows that like you know set your mind on something, you work hard for it, and like you probably will achieve it.
Totally. It's crazy. Like it just,
but also with a little bit of luck. Right. I mean, that is, I mean, there is a little bit of luck, even though you did know like what you were doing and where you were going. But it's amazing that you made those connections and like got to where you are today.
Totally. It was like, I will say, it did feel like the stars were aligning, like everything kind of like happened one thing after another, after another. So yeah, I think sometimes it's hard work. Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes, you know, you never know what the secret combination is.
Yeah, there's a secret combination. So how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Like low 30s?
Yeah, like I'm going to be 32 in a couple months.
Oh, we're samesies.
Yeah, wait, when's your birthday?
May 31st. So like I'm going to be 32 next year.
Oh, cool.
I mean, in May. Yeah.
Oh, so that's crazy. Gemini?
A Gemini. I am. Oh. Can you not tell that I'm crazy?
You know,
why do you believe in that stuff?
Yes. Geminis and Sagittarius are best friend signs, and I'm a Sag. So maybe that's why, Levi.
Yay. I feel like a Gemini, but I don't know anything other than what a Gemini is. Like, I don't know anything about horoscopes.
Right.
But I feel like Geminis get along with, like, a lot of people. Right?
Totally. What sign is your husband?
It's a good question.
When's his birthday?
Wait, at the beginning of May.
Oh, so Taurus?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Taurus.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's actually our 4-year anniversary today.
I know. I saw you post that. Congrats.
Thank you. We actually are pretty like not kitschy about that stuff. Like, I don't think we'll even do anything.
Yeah, that's kind of how we are.
So yeah, we've been together for like 9 years. So it's not even about that. I don't think like the first year we did. It's just like,
yeah,
we don't need that shit, you know?
Totally. That's so funny. Me and my husband have been together 9 years too.
No way.
Yeah.
And he's Yoni.
Yes.
And mine is Yaron.
That's
both
so
really
funny.
Israeli names. Wait, so your husband, is he super Israeli or was he just born there?
No, he wasn't even born there, but he has family there. So he's American.
What?
Yeah, but his family is just super Jewish. His both of his parents are rabbis, and his uncle is a rabbi in Israel.
Are you Jewish?
No.
How is that allowed?
I know. Well, they're Reform. That's why his mom's able to be a rabbi.
They're Reform rabbis that are... Oh, yep. Leo's here. Would you want to be friends with Cashew, right?
Yes. Oh my God. I know. Your dog is so cute.
I know, but he can be annoying. Let's not egg him on over here. He's so cute. But the one thing about him is like he'll bark when people walk by.
Yeah.
Like when he hears any noise and he wants to play all the time. Aside from that, he's a really good doggy. And your dog is so cute. What kind of a poodle mix something,
yeah,
right?
A mini golden doodle.
Ugh.
Adorbs.
Anything and... Everyone, Justine Marjan's dog has an Instagram, so don't even.
Follow her at Cashew of LA.
How'd you decide to open an Instagram for your dog?
Oh my God, because she's so cute, but I didn't
know she really is so
my
cute.
Feed with only photos of my, all of a sudden people are like, I followed you for hair and I'm only seeing puppies. But who can be mad at puppy content, right?
That's true. I can see what you're saying,
but
I can see that angle. She's so cute. Golden doodles are so cute.
They're just like, they just have such long limbs and they hug you with them like arms. Oh. It's so funny.
And they don't shed and they're like hyperallergenic. They're like perfect.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back. So where did you meet your husband?
So we met at yoga because he is a yoga teacher.
He does. He seems super like spiritual.
Yeah. He's very like chill vibe, super nice and really supportive. That's the only reason why I'm able to like do everything I do is because he is totally fine with me traveling all the time and working weird
that's
hours.
Hard. That is. I don't know how. Do you take him? Does he come with you? Does he have like a flexible schedule?
He doesn't usually come with me. He came with me to Comic-Con and he was like traumatized, I think. after we got married, I was like, you need to start coming with me. Like, sorry, I can't keep like leaving by myself all the time. So he was like, okay. He came with me to Comic-Con and he was like depressed. He like hated it. So I don't know if we'll do it again.
What aspect of it did he hate?
He was like, oh, I thought I'd get to spend more time with you. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm working. Like, I thought we were spending time together. But
do you enjoy the work still? Like the day-to-day, like,
yeah, I long love hours? It. It's so fun. Like, I love that I'm always with different people and that we get,
that's true.
I have clients that trust me and that we get to try new looks. And a lot of my clients are like on the forefront of setting trends. So it's really exciting to be part of like a trend taking off or like seeing people recreate your look.
So aside from the Kardashians, you also do, I know, Kristen Cavallari, Ashley Graham.
And Dorit Kemsley from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't know if you watched that one.
I don't.
Girl,
I
you know. Have to watch this one.
I know. I'm so bad. Like,
it's so good.
I think I need to even like start it from the beginning once I finish Southern Charm.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, I'm a certified Bravaholic, as you probably know, but I'm like actually a fraud because like I don't watch enough. Like it looks on my Instagram like I'm watching everything all day, every day, but I actually like there's so much shit I didn't watch and I don't have time to watch. And like,
and you're starting like, them from the beginning. Like you kind of binge through the whole thing.
I do.
Like at once.
I think it's the best way to do it.
Totally.
I think it's the best way to do it. So I definitely will. Beverly Hills is with LVP, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, did you start watching after you got the Dorit gig?
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it after like I started working with her because then she would be telling me all these crazy stories and I'd be like, I gotta see like what she's talking about. And now I'm totally hooked, and so is my husband. He's literally on our wedding night, we got married on a Tuesday, we watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when it aired.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wait, did you start it from the beginning or you started
the season she was in?
That's amazing. I need my husband to be more into my shows because then like when he's home, I have to watch it with him. And then I'm like,
right?
I could be watching reality TV right now. Instead, I'm watching this like documentary. I don't know what's going on. This isn't for me.
That's a healthy balance though.
Yeah. Because if not, then I'd be watching it all day. And at least like when we're together, then I have to like watch like more serious things about murders and stuff like that. So aside from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you were telling me you didn't watch any of the other Housewives.
Yeah.
Nor Vanderpump.
No, I didn't watch them. Now I kind of like, I'll watch Real Housewives of New Jersey every now and then because that one's really good too. Watched New York a little bit too. And then my assistant's obsessed with Vanderpump Rules. So she's always like, it's the best show on television. You have to watch it.
Yes.
And I know. But like, I honestly feel like I've watched it through your stories. Like, I feel like I already know everything that's happened. And now I've even like jumped in when it's on TV and been like, oh, I already know like this from... Yeah.
That's crazy. That makes me that's like my biggest accomplishment. Like you've accomplished your things in life. This is my accomplishment. Like that you feel like you know the show.
You do a good job of recapping it. It's like I get the, what was that called when you're in school? I get like the quick notes.
Cliff
notes.
Cliff.
Yes. Exactly.
Cliff. Oh my God. We're old as fuck. Cause we.
I know. Does that still exist? I know.
There was that website I remember I used to go to.
Yes, exactly. You like didn't read the book at school.
Did you go to school for?
For hair.
To learn how to.
Yeah. So I went to cosmetology school when I was working at that salon in Santa Barbara and I'd go to school during the day and then after school, I'd go to the salon and assist. And then I'd work in the salon on weekends. So I was like...
So you already knew right after high school that this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I finished high school a year early and I like got this job at the salon and then like went right into it. And so I've just...
Justine, that's
know, it's
amazing.
Crazy.
I wish I knew what I wanted to... Because like I'm thinking at myself in high school, an idiot, going to my guidance counselor, her being like... What do you want to do like for college? And I'm like, I want to major in philosophy. Swear in my life, this is what I said. I didn't know what philosophy was. Like, I know it sounds like I didn't know what it was, but I thought it just like sounded cool. And she was like, you should do communications. You're like good with people. And I'm like, I am good with people. And then like true story. And then I like searched the best schools for that and like went for that. And not that I regret it, but I wish I had this like burning desire of a specific profession to study. Yeah. Like it's just such a gift to kind of know what you want to do. And also that so that everyone around you supported you and didn't give you shit like get a degree, you know, in something that you can fall back on. Did you get that at all from your family or were they?
I did because my dad is like Persian and he was like, what are you doing? Mm. Like, if you're Persian, you basically become a doctor, an engineer, or a lawyer. And I was like, he's like, you should be a doctor. He's like, you're so smart. What are you doing? This is a party career. Like, it was hard. But then he saw like me working hard and like getting success in what I'm doing. And now like he couldn't be prouder. So.
That's amazing. Both your parents are Persian?
My mom isn't. My mom is like Caucasian. My dad's Persian.
There are a bunch of Persian Jews too.
Oh my gosh. Especially in LA.
Especially in LA, really.
Mm-hmm.
Persian food everywhere. Is good.
It's so good. We live in the valley in LA, which is basically only Jews and Persians. So like everywhere we go, it's like Israeli food, Persian food.
Oh my God. That's what my husband loved about LA. Yeah. He found all these Israeli spots he made me go to. And he's like, I might move here for the food. Like somehow it's even better than in New York, like specifically the Israeli food.
Yeah, exactly. It's really good. You guys should move. I could see you guys living here in love. There's actually a lot of Israelis here.
I know. That's the other thing. Like we know a lot of Israelis that live there and they're like, there's like, for some reason, New York, the way it is in general, and then also within communities is very like, to each their own, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so like, totally. Like a community of Israelis in LA, here there's like a Facebook group of Israelis in New York, but it's like everyone's their own, like
Very much like that. Yeah, you're right.
So maybe Justine, I feel like you're very convincing. We should have a separate conversation about this where you convince me.
I know. And also, oh my God, I know so many Israelis here. So Dorit on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's Israeli.
True. Yeah.
And then my facialist here.
Oh my God, I swear in my life that I've never put this together. And her name is Dorit. I'm a fucking idiot.
I know, you need to watch it. And then my facialist here, which is like a huge, amazing.
Oh, Shani something.
Like Sonia Dakar, she's Israeli too, like from
Wait,
Israel.
No, Sonia, her name is?
Sonia Dakar, yeah.
There's also some Shani person, right?
Yeah. Is she Israeli?
Oh, I don't know. It's an Israeli name.
No,
wait, Dorit is like an Israeli? Like speaks Hebrew?
Yes. Like she speaks fluent Hebrew. Her father was in the Israeli army. Her mom is Moroccan Israeli.
Oh, that's crazy.
They moved here as like immigrants, her parents.
Oh, I really do need to watch.
Right?
That's definitely my next one.
Totally.
That's definitely my next one. Okay, so who was who's your favorite celebrity to work with?
Ooh, who's my favorite? Well, probably Dorit. And if you watch the show, you'll see why, because she's really experimental with her hair and fashion choices. Like,
oh, cool.
She really goes for it. She's always willing to take a risk, like for the reunion. This year we did a big black scrunchie and I put like 1,000 pins all over her head. It was like she goes for it. She's not like afraid. Yeah.
How did you establish a relationship with her? Like, did you reach out to her? Did she reach out to you? Like,
no, her wardrobe stylist found me on Instagram and sent me like a frantic text one day saying, oh my God, are you able to do my client in 15 minutes? She's going to be the new housewife on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I know. And I happened to be driving.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure. And so I was like, okay. And I went to her house. And it's so funny because I'll never forget it. She's so different from the first time I met her than she is now. Like she was just, she was like what you'd think a real housewife would be when you go meet her. Like she was so
fancy,
like proper and just like classy and like fabulous, and she still is, but it's so cool because now I feel like she has so much more confidence and like she's so
because she
cool.
wasn't like, oh because she didn't because she's not like an OG.
Oh no, she started probably, I think she's going into her fourth season.
Okay.
And no, she was coming into it. And like, I looked her up, she had 300 followers on Instagram,
a
private account. Yeah, I was like, whatever, like, I'll go see who this is, if she's going to be the new housewife. And then like, we hit it off right away. She's now like one of my best friends.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
We like vacation together. Like, stop. I'm obsessed with her. Yeah.
That's amazing. Wait, so yeah. You do her hair for the show and for events. So once you become someone's like hairstylist, that means it's like, I'm with you. Forever, ever?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I try to make myself available for her as much as I can, but everyone kind of has a couple people that they work with.
I see. Yeah, you can't like be doing your hair every single day. So, okay, she's your favorite, but who would be your dream celebrity to work with that you haven't yet?
Oh my gosh, so many people.
Really? Let's put it out in the universe, Justine. Let's put it out.
I know. I'd love to work with Blake Lively because she has such pretty hair.
That's a perfect answer. She yeah, has so gorgeous pretty. Hair.
I know, right? Ugh. Oh, and you know who I'm dying to work with?
Who?
Is did you watch Euphoria?
No, everyone's telling me to. Who's on
you
there?
You need to watch Euphoria. All the girls on Euphoria, they're so cute.
Well, Zendaya is on there.
Yes, she is so fabulous. She's going to win an Emmy for sure.
Really? Do you know that that's an Israeli show? I watched the Israeli version.
Was it good?
It was sick. I don't know how sick this is. It was good, but it was like...
I wonder how similar they are.
It's crazy. Israel is making really good TV lately, supporting them.
Right?
It's their format. So it was good in Israel. I remember it being like very out there. So I can only imagine... But the American one. Yeah, I need to watch. See, there's so much to
keep
up with.
There's too much TV to watch.
So Blake Lively would be your number one.
Blake Lively, Selena Gomez, and then all the girls on Euphoria, I'm like obsessed with.
So if you, like, would you try to get, like, how would we go about this then? Would we, like, DM Blake Lively, like, or do you try to work connections?
I mean, I've DM'd people before, but, like, it kind of gets lost in people's DMs. That's never like followed through for me. So I'm like, eh. But like,
so you have to actually wait till they come to you.
Yeah. But like, if you have an agent, then they like reach out to their publicist and it's like a whole thing.
So do you have an agent? Do you do that kind of thing?
Yeah. 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 Totally.
Oh, wow. Justine, you're in it to win it. Are there any celebrities that, I don't know, you heard like horror stories about that you would never work with?
Yeah, but I'm not going to name names.
Oh my God. Okay. Are there any, without naming names, celebrities that you've worked with? Can you tell us like a super diva story, like a really good diva story?
Oh my God. I mean, I won't go into details, but for sure it's like a rough life. Like people think it's so glamorous doing what we do, but it's like an emotional roller coaster.
I can imagine.
So yeah, I mean, I've left clients' houses crying before.
I can totally imagine.
Like, there's just like, you just never know what you're walking into. So it's, yeah, for sure. There's great days and there's bad days.
But most,
it's an ebb and flow.
But like most of your experience is obviously positive and...
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's all like, it's basically great. Like you end up becoming friends with your clients. So it ends up being... really a fun job. So yeah, I'm so grateful that I get to do what I do.
What do you least like about it?
Just the unknowing, like it's not a really stable career.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing that's like today I almost had to cancel because I got a like shoot last minute and then it was canceled just as quickly as it was booked. Mm. Like everything, that's part of the emotional roller coaster of it all. It's like, oh my God, like, or my agent will call me and be like, oh my God, I have this great music video for you. And then she'll be like, oh, she decided to go with someone else that became available last minute. It's just like, you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, it's just, it's out of your control.
It's out of your control. That's annoying. But I mean, then you get the great benefits of everything else.
Right. Like sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. It's like a game.
I can imagine that. No, I'm really trying to like put myself in your shoes and it's like, aren't you ever intimidated to meet like certain celebrities and do what you do? Or are you so confident in what you do that you're like, whatever?
Yeah, not so much anymore. The first time I was definitely nervous
Who was the first celebrity you did?
The first celebrity that I did on my own was Kelly Rowland.
Mm.
And
that's random.
I know. So Jen was doing her hair.
Does she have short hair?
Oh no, she wears wigs. She does everything.
Oh, I'm picturing a really old version of her.
You're picturing, I know what you're picturing, and I totally know that bob that you're talking about.
But she has, so then you style the wigs. That's crazy.
Yeah. And she couldn't have been nicer.
Oh, she's really nice. And you were like, yeah, excuse me, where's Beyonce?
Right? I was like, oh my God. And I did get to meet Beyonce from her.
Oh, no way.
So that was amazing. Yes, we went to Kelly's birthday party and Beyonce and Jay-Z were there. And Yoni is a good dancer and he was dancing. He danced with Beyonce and Beyonce looked at him and gave him the nod of approval. And so that's something that
forever.
Beyonce gave me the nod of approval when I'm dancing.
That is actually the best thing ever. Wait, right. But then another thing that, from what you were saying, the traveling is another kind of downside of it, would you say?
It's definitely hard to be away from Yoni and Cashew so much. I mean, I'm gotten in such a routine with traveling. Now I can pack my bags so quickly and I check in and go to the hotel gym and just, do my thing. But it's hard to be away from home and it's hard to be away from a routine and it's hard on your body to constantly be on an airplane.
Why? How much do you travel a month?
It's different. There's no consistency, but some months I'm on two or three flights a week. Mm. And then sometimes I have a couple weeks off. So you just never know.
So you obviously don't have an issue with flying or with airplanes.
No. And that's the other thing is Yoni hates flying. So it's kind of good because I feel like I love to travel.
I was going to ask you to teach me how to be cool with flights, but if you couldn't teach your husband, I'm assuming you can't teach me.
Well, I did get him to go to Hawaii with me for our honeymoon. And what helps him is before the plane takes off, he reads all about the science of what turbulence is, because that's kind of what makes him nervous.
Oh my God. And then it says that turbulence is no big deal.
Yeah. So he'll read about it and he'll be like, oh yeah. And then he'll be like, no, if there's, when turbulence happens, he's like, oh, it's just blah, 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 blah. Don't worry. And I'm like,
that's so good. That's actually, cause that's a good way. My little sister is really scared of flights. But she goes into it way too much. So she knows the engine of the plane, what's it called? She knows way too much about the plane. But actually for me, when I flew to LA, I flew first to Vegas. And I'm actually I'm not one of those people that's terrified of flights. I just don't love them. But then on the way to Vegas, lightning hit my plane. Has that ever happened to you?
No. Tell me what happened.
So see, you fly 17 times a week, never happened to you. Amanda, first time to Vegas, lightning hits my fucking plane. So we're in the air. All of a sudden, there's a flashing light and this huge noise. And I'm like, what just happened?
Wait.
Yeah. And then we land.
What kind of noise was it? A crash, what kind of noise?
Boom, everything,
Oh my gosh, so crazy.
And then I'm shooketh, we land. I wasn't sure what it was. And I call my family, I call my mom or something. I'm like, hey, we landed. By the way, pretty sure we almost died. Lightning hit our plane and we
stopped.
Yeah. And I thought I was being half funny. And then I got off the phone with her and the captain's like, so lightning hit our plane. And
that is insane.
We got a little bit of damage to the front phalange. No, I'm just kidding.
But then it was fine and they landed.
No, so that's a thing. Tell Yoni. So my husband, we landed. It was fine. The next flight obviously got delayed and it was horrible weather. It was a crazy storm. But what I learned after, my husband took it in such a positive way. He was like, look, even lightning could hit a plane and a plane is fine. I don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
He was so like, he was like, look, like, and I was like, how are you taking it this way? Like, we almost died. And he's like, how are you not taking it this way? Like, everything's fine. It just goes to show you. And then I did a little bit of research and had a few flight attendants like reach out to me on Instagram and they saw my post and they were like,
no way.
And they were like, that's fine. Like, that happened.
Right.
The plane is built. For like, because imagine if it wasn't, that'd be risky. Like anytime there's lightning, a plane could go down. So planes are protected against lightning, but it's still very, very scary.
That is crazy.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back. But yeah, I think it's really important to remember, like with any job that I had where I'd see people traveling a lot, I'd be like, how are you traveling? And they'd just be like, I think that those people, like probably you, just know that turbulence isn't scary.
Yeah. I mean, what I say is that it's safer than driving a car.
I don't know. That doesn't work for me, Justine.
Really? I mean, in LA, we drive so much.
I know, but can also just like open. I'm a little claustrophobic, but so with a car, you can be like, I'm over this. Let me just get out. When the plane, you're like stuck on it.
Yes, I get that. That's something I didn't think about.
But what makes me feel better is thinking about people like you that do it every day. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
And
totally.
I'm like, Kendall hates flying and she's literally on a plane every day.
That's true.
When I see all the celebrities on their private jets, it legit gives me anxiety.
Oh my gosh. Really?
You love that's them? Like you're like, I live for the PJs. Are you kidding me?
But it is scary. It's scarier when there's turbulence on a small plane because you can feel it more.
Do celebs also freak out about that kind of thing?
Oh yeah. There's been so many like where you're like on a private plane and people are like screaming and stuff for sure.
Oh my God. That sounds like the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life. Are you kidding me?
It is a little scary. And it's how Aaliyah died.
Justine, what are you doing to me right now?
I'm not making it any easier for you.
What is happening? We need to teach you how to calm people down with anxiety.
Chances are so small.
Right. That's true. Chances of lightning like hitting your plane are also very small, but yet it happened.
Right.
Did you do anyone's hair for the VMAs?
I didn't, but I watched. Did you watch it?
Of course I did.
I loved Normani's performance. It was so good.
Is she the next Beyonce or am I exaggerating?
No, I think I agree.
I feel like she's such a, she's the embodiment of like what a pop star is and like no one else is doing what she's doing.
Like no one performs like that anymore.
Are you
like,
a T-Swifty?
Taylor Swift doesn't like dance though,
That's
know?
The that thing. Used to be the thing. I can't like watching her perform for me is a little bit like I need the I was a huge fan and
oh my God, I just watched her VMA performance last night.
Which one?
And that's like the one with the snakes with I'm a Slave for You.
Oh my God.
That was iconic. And like, we'd never see that stuff anymore.
We never see that stuff. Yeah. Like Taylor Swift is very talented, but her performances are less so. So yeah, Normani was amazing. What'd you think of Lizzo?
Oh, Lizzo was amazing too. Same with, who else did I love? Oh, Rosalia. So good. Oh my God. And I saw you just discovered her. Where have you been?
Where have I been? What song?
Right? Where have you been? Oh my God. She was so good.
Can you name the song?
No, because I don't speak Spanish. Like, they're all Spanish.
Oh, it's
but they're amazing. Song. Like, she's so talented.
Yeah. I need to look at, sometimes I feel like I'm so connected to everything that's going on. And then there's certain things that I'm like, but maybe it's an LA thing because I saw everyone is posting about her.
Maybe it is an LA thing.
Did you like the Missy Elliott winning the...
That was cool too. Yeah, that was really cool. What did you think?
I thought that I missed the 90s and...
right?
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Yeah, and I loved it. But I get that at that point of an award show when it's been 3 hours and I'm like, I have to go. Like,
I honestly think after that and after I saw Normani's, I was like, okay, like, I'm good.
After we saw a million clips of Gigi and Bella, like, that's enough.
Right.
We've seen them.
A million.
They look amazing. Have you worked with them before?
Who was that host? I had no idea who that was.
Oh, he's a stand-up comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco. He's a funny stand-up comedian.
Really?
I felt bad for him because I felt like he was on for 5 minutes and that his jokes kind of missed and that he was really nervous. Yeah, and
totally.
He kind of like fell a little bit short.
Yes, it was a little, it seemed a little off for sure.
So last things I do want to ask you, as someone like me, I literally can never find, like, I feel like I've never gotten a good haircut in my life. I swear to God.
I want to cut your hair next time that I come to New York.
It'll be like almost Blake Lively. Like, I'll throw my hair out and we'll pretend and we'll make both of our dreams come true. No, Justin, are you kidding? I'm waiting for you then.
I know. I feel like I've seen you. Your hair, you have pretty hair too.
I do. I have, I mean, that was, I do have good hair. I just, and thank God I don't have to do anything with it. And I was going to tell you, like, I look at all this stuff that you're doing with Kitsch, right?
Yeah, the pins.
The pins and the accessories. And I'm like, I would love that. But like, I literally do nothing with my hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, I walk.
That's why it's so easy to just stick a pin in it.
Oh, you're saying it's easy. To me, it looks like really like extravagant.
Girl, you just like put the pin in. You could just stick it anywhere. That's the point.
Huh.
I know everyone always asks me, how do you... like, what do I recommend for playing with hair accessories or putting pins in? And I'm like, you literally just put it in the hair. Like, you could just stick it anywhere and you're good. Like, if you're intimidated, put it on the back of your head so no one sees, so you don't have to see it from the front. So it's less, you don't feel as crazy.
Mm.
Or you could, what you could do, like, you flip your hair to the side a lot.
Right.
You could tuck one side behind the ear and then just put the clip like right above your ear to keep the hair back.
You mean after I flip, take back the side that flipped and tuck it and pin it?
No, the other side.
See, I was
thinking. The side, yeah, the side that has less hair.
The side that has less hair, I'm sticking it and pinning it?
Yes, yes. Oh, behind the ear or above the ear.
So what's going to be in right now? Short hair or long hair?
I mean, they're both always in. I think we've moved past the super long hair. Like, I think that had its moment.
You long hair.
Me?
You.
Yes, because I did the short hair my whole life. I'm like, this is new for me. I'm not trendy. Like, I don't care about, like, doing that stuff for myself. I like it for other people, but I just do. I think the best thing you could do for yourself is just find what works for you and go with it. Don't feel pressured to follow trends or do what everyone else is doing.
Or like recommend based on like your face shape, like if you have a really
exactly
face, what, getting a bob.
Exactly. Like do what's best for your hair type, texture, and your face shape and features and what's realistic for your lifestyle.
Do you feel like when people come to you and they're like, I want to do something crazy, do you ever feel like you have to be like, let's think about this for a minute?
Yeah.
Like, how about like have a cookie? Like you might be going through
stuff. Definitely. And I've definitely told people like, you're going to hate me if I do this. Like, no, we're not doing that. Or like, you know what? That's super cute. But to be honest, like it's not going to look like that on you. Cause like, of course we're all going to show pictures of like Bella and be like, can you do this? But it's not the hair that you want. You want the face and the body. The hair is not going to make you look like that.
And be like you said, like, I don't know specifically Bella, but you work on a lot of like wigs. So it's not always like the person's hair. And then with us, with real people, we're like with the fucking bob for the rest of our lives. Like
totally
forever to grow. But yeah, no, I always debate if to cut my hair. So I'm waiting for you. And
let's do it.
How would you recommend people to like choose a hairstylist?
I think just do your research. If you're like looking for a new person in your city, I think stop people on the street, or if you're out shopping or see someone whose hair you like, stop them and ask them where they get their hair done.
That's a good thing. That's what I do for my dog's grooming, and it's worked.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Where do you get your dog groomed?
No, I get him at this place on the Upper East Side, but I went to this one place and I got over it. And then I was stalking cute dogs on the street in my neighborhood.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
And coming up to the owner and being like, where'd you get your dog groomed? Like a weirdo.
That is so funny.
That's how
it works.
It worked. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you ask people, it's so true. Because if you ask people like on Instagram or on Facebook, like you don't know what it looks like. If you see someone.
Totally. Totally. And what you don't know if people Photoshop their photos and like, you just don't know what's real.
And another question.
On the street, yeah.
Do you feel like a hairstylist slash hairdresser needs to have good hair for us to trust them?
Oh my God. Well, there's a saying that says you want to go to the hairstylist with the worst hair because they're the ones that are making everyone else. Like if you go to a hair salon and all the hairstylist's hair looks good, go to the one whose hair doesn't look good because they're probably the one doing everyone else's hair.
Oh, but is that real?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because like I was going to this guy in New York who's Israeli and I just liked him because he's like gay and Israeli and fun.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really care like if he's that good. But then I told my friend about him and I was like, you should go to him. And she looked him up like a photo of him. She's like, Amanda, have you seen his hair? And I never thought about it that way. And I'm like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he has like a kind of longish, but kind of like gelled and weird. Very like 1992. And I was like, and she's like, he has the worst hair. Like, why would you go to him? And I was like, that's
hilarious.
Kind of a good point.
Right.
It's like when you go to like work out and the trainer isn't super hot. And you're like, if you're doing this all day and.
Right. That's a good point. That's true.
Justine, tell everyone where they can find everything that you're doing and where we can follow more of you and see more of you.
So my Instagram's Justine Marjan. It's just my name. And that's my same username for all platforms. And then you can shop my new collection of pins with Kitsch just by tapping the link in my bio.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
I know. I need to catch up on Beverly Hills. You need to like get a little more Bravo in your life and then we'll do it again.
Yes, totally. Thank you again.
Thank you, Justine. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Justine Marjan. It gave me inspiration to go out and just do what I love doing. And that's exactly what I'm doing. anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, for loving me, for just everything. Thanks to the Podglomerate Network for editing and producing my show and for just being like masterminds, celebrity, and reality TV right now. I love you guys and rate and review me on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. If you haven't already, then what's wrong with you? It takes 2 freaking seconds and a girl is begging you. The shit, you guys. I love you. See you next week.
The Podglomerate. A Sonic Universe.